You're listening to SBS News.
Trust in government is at a record low, according to the latest election study by the Australian National University in Canberra. From a record high of 86% in 2007, now just 59% of people are satisfied with how Australia's democracy is functioning. Researcher Fio Snagowski from the ANU says the Australian election study surveyed more than 2,000 people and the majority have little trust in government.
Right now it's about 25% of Australians who think that people in government can be trusted, whereas 75% think they mainly look out for themselves, which is pretty concerning. It's the lowest it's ever been, and it's really important to have trust in government, because otherwise the legitimacy of public policy, of decisions made by the government, is really in question. And without that reservoir of political trust, government's going to have a really tough time convincing people to go along with unpopular policies that might be necessary. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with one specific leader or another. It's really a long-term trend to do with the system itself.
He says one key reason for trust now being at a record low is because Australia has had so many different people in the country's top job in recent years.
So 4 prime ministers in 8 years is quite a lot of prime ministers. And it creates this impression that people in Canberra at the top are just kind of rats scurrying up the pole trying to get ahead. And it feeds into this narrative that people in government are just looking out for themselves, that they're really just trying to stoke their own political ambition. 56% of people in the Australian election study said that the government's run for the benefit of a few big interests. And when you have something like half of the Liberal caucus and quite a large part of the Labor caucus as well, the party room, who are former political advisors, who are lifelong partisans, it creates the impression that it's a close-knit group of people who are just looking out for themselves.
SBS News conducted its own straw poll on the streets, and the results mirrored those of the ANU survey.
Rudd, Gillard, Rudd, and then how many prime ministers we've had since, there's no trust.
They're not down with grassroots, they're up Parliament House, they're all living in their own little worlds, and they're all there to line their own pockets, basically.
If you've got a politician who believes a certain thing, he or she should come out and say it and not compromise what they're believing and what they're saying, because most people appreciate that when a politician tells the truth. But I think some of them are scared to actually say what they really feel.
Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon says social media and the era of fake news is also a factor. He told Channel 7 it's why the Labor leader Anthony Albanese wants social media companies such as Facebook to be more proactive in countering fake news.
There are many reasons for that outcome, but amongst them, of course, is social media. What we commonly call now fake news, and Albo is concerned that this fake news is unregulated and people are receiving false information, not just on a daily basis, but minute by minute. At the same time, we have secrecy in government on the rise. So no wonder people are becoming increasingly cynical and sceptical, and no wonder trust is further falling. And I think we all need to work together to fix that. Our democracy is a precious thing, but our democracy will ebb away if we don't rebuild that trust. And that's what Albo has been talking about.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.